Go to Adelaide's CEO, Andrew Fagan. Andrew, thanks for your time.
It's good to be here, mate.
Hey, can I start with Eddie Betts first? He's a proud private family man. He didn't need this. So how's he?
Yeah, look, it's obviously a tough week for him. Eddie's across in WA attending the funeral of his grandfather. So, I think he's pretty disappointed to have been dragged into this. As I said today and said yesterday, it's this is an issue that's a non-issue for our club. It's become larger because of what's happening at another footy club, and it's one thing for us to get dragged into as a footy club. We'll deal with that fine. It's a bit tough, I think, on Eddie, but look, he's a top bloke. He's a balanced individual. I'm sure he's looking to get back over here and put on a good performance here at Adelaide Oval on Saturday night.
He's tough, he's resilient, and that's the human side of all this. Somebody throws a hand grenade, there's going to be collateral damage, and unfortunately in the short term that's it. Where exactly is it at? You held a press conference today for our AA listeners that didn't hear that. Where's it at?
Yeah, look, where it's at is we contacted the AFL this morning. I called the head of the integrity unit, and important to note that we hadn't been contacted at all. We contacted the AFL, just said, look, well, what information do you require? We need this dealt with and dealt with quickly because of how significant it had become in a media sense. We then provided them with a series of documents and a paper trail that showed them exactly how that the signing of Eddie Betts took place in 2013, and to assist them with whatever inquiries that they were making so that they could finalise that and come out and make a clear statement that that we expect will exonerate the club and refute any other suggestions that have been made recently.
So as we sit here now, you are 100% confident that the evidence that you've produced will beyond any shadow of doubt clear and show that there was no foul play?
Yeah, absolutely, Bix. 100% confident. So the documentation is really clear. The rules are really clear. We're 100% compliant with the AFL rules and regulations. And as I said, the only reason we're talking about this is because a comment was made on radio in the midst of what was a significant day for another club that is dealing with some issues. So that was very disappointing and frustrating to get drawn into that. But as far as we're concerned, it's unfortunate, but it'll get dealt with and clarified over the coming sort of hours.
And for those that like to add fuel to the flame, if you like, it's an inquiry. It's not an investigation.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think the AFL appropriately, if people raise issues, then it's appropriate that then they inquire see whether there is sufficient substance to warrant an investigation. There would be lots of rumours that fly around within the industry that is the AFL. So I've got no problems with them having an inquiry. It's why I contacted the AFL this morning and said, do it, hurry up, and straighten this up. So that's what we did. So we provided them with the documentation. They'll speak to whoever they believe is relevant to the transaction of a player signing a contract and moving, all the relevant people, and said I expect that they'll finalise that pretty soon.
Bix brought up a good point. If it hadn't happened to the club before and Stephen Trigg, it would have been a nothing issue, but because it is, has anybody spoken to Triggy in the last 24 hours? You, because you weren't there, Fakes, or Rob Chapman, or anyone from the board contacted Triggy? Yeah, and he's been able to give you assurances?
Yeah, look, Triggy actually contacted the footy club yesterday, spoke to David Noble just to assure him that those comments that were made by Mick were not correct and didn't reflect the comments that were made. So and to dismiss them, and as he did in his press conference yesterday with Carlton, he again dismissed them. And obviously, we're not a party to the conversations that take place within the Carlton Football Club list management committee room. I'm pretty certain if we had a recording device in there, that would be breaching the AFL rules and regs. So we're not privy to that. They're only privy to what was said. What we are privy to is exactly what actually took place. And we've got the documentation that substantiates that, and the people involved in the transaction. So, said it's unfortunate to get drawn into it, but I think it'll be clarified pretty quickly.
Now the AFL, just on that, the time frame, the AFL have said it is they've interviewed 8 people, they haven't found any breaches so far. The inquiry is ongoing. Do you have a time frame? Have they given you any indication about when they will be able to give you the double thumbs up?
No, they haven't given us a specific time frame, but I expect that it will be very, very quickly that it will be wrapped up. So, as I said, it is an inquiry. We provided them with all the information that they required, or that we thought they might require, and then said we're open to providing anything in addition to that that they think they might need. They indicated that, you know, we'd given them almost more than enough. Mm. I said that'll be complemented by, you know, the other evidence that they gather in this, and I expect that it will be wrapped up very, very quickly. I would hope that it will be tomorrow.
Well done. What do you say to people like me that are a little bit nervous and know Mick? And Mick Malthouse, as you know, is a smart, calculated strategist. He doesn't make things up. And that was my concern yesterday. I know you've done nothing wrong and it was a shot across the bow, but there's still a little bit of concern in the wording of what Mick said. So to put people like me or other 19th men that are out there that are a tad nervous, just put that at ease.
Well, people don't need to be nervous, Rowie. So, I mean, ultimately, I can't control what Mick says.
Yeah. And
what...
Has he rung you, by the way?
No, he hasn't.
And look, or apologised?
No, he hasn't, and I don't expect him to. But the Mick made comments regarding drawing on a conversation that he had in a list management committee meeting, as I understand it, at the Carlton Football Club. That's got nothing to do with our recruitment of that player and the process that we went through. He's drawing on a conversation, and obviously, you know, I'm assuming that communication somehow broke down there with regards to the delivery and the receipt of that message in their forum. So I can't control that. What I can tell you, though, is that we know exactly how this transaction took place. And it's 100% above board. There are no issues here at all. It's been substantiated with documentation. All of that documentation has been given to the AFL. And as you've read out earlier, the AFL have... in their preliminary inquiry, have said, look, everything appears to be above board, and I expect that they'll conclude that over the coming day or two, and the matter will be closed.
Full stop.
Hey, let's talk about footy. Are you happy with where the club's sitting right now? Got away to a great start, lost last week. How are you seeing the season so far?
Yeah, look, I think it started off reasonably well. You know, obviously it was a great start to the season, and then we've had some challenges in recent weeks. You know, some of which we've been able to overcome, and some of which we haven't. You know, obviously the group walked away a little disappointed from last weekend against GWS, albeit, you know, they're a very talented football side. Mate, we got a big challenge this Saturday night, and then we play Carlton again in the midst of what they're going through. Mm. Then we got the bye, so look, I'd love to enter 7-3 and not 6-4, or not 5-5. So, you know, obviously want to enter that period as well as we can. But mate, I'm pretty happy with how things are progressing. But it's a journey, as we said at the start of the season. This isn't not going to be, you know, fixed overnight. This will be a journey, and I think we started that journey okay to date.
And it looks like 3 or 4 or 5 players may be back this week. That injury curse is still there, but it's getting better. I've noticed Rory Sloane's out there. You haven't got an update for us on Rory. Still got the red hat on.
Yeah, still got the red hat on, doesn't he, mate? So, look, it does bring a smile to my face to see a bunch of guys running around there who've been injured over the most recent weeks. And even Sam Shaw, Rory Atkins were doing some bit of work as well. And we expect them to return to SAM for the next week or two. So,
Brad Crouch
and they've come off the long-term injury list. And you've said you've got Brad Crouch running around out there as well. So, look, we're seeing a bit of light at the end of that injury tunnel. It's been a tough start to the season in that regard. It does provide opportunity for other guys, which has been fantastic. We've got to see some of the rest or the depth in the list. We'll be better for that through the course of the season. And look, our luck will turn on that, I'm sure.
Indigenous round, again, another brilliantly designed Crows jumper with a great story. We're going to speak to Andrew McLeod after 6 o'clock. It is a striking jumper.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? And look, Andrew's obviously a legend of the footy club, a Hall of Fame member now of the footy club, and he, and you've just laid it out in front of me, said it. There's a story behind the jumper, which he'll take you through later on. He spoke to... he worked on the design of this with a colleague of his up in the northern part of Australia. And, look, it's been going gangbusters, by the way, in terms of sales. So anyone wants to grab one, go to Cromania. But it's been selling really well. The feedback's been really positive. That's going to look great here on Saturday night. And, look, we've got a lot of other things happening on Saturday night as well. Just to give it a plug, obviously, Dan Sultan is singing pre-match, one of ARIA award-winning rock artists. We've got... A traditional welcome to country, smoking ceremony. We've got a didgeridoo performance and a whole lot of celebrating the Indigenous history of our club on the big screen as well.
And it's a proud one.
Yeah, it's a proud one.
Well, look, I guess you must be so wrapped. Knowing Andrew and knowing the work that he does, he takes a really strong interest with blokes like Cam Ellis-Yolman, Charlie Caminiti, Betts. You see them hanging around together. It must be great to have such a fantastic role model, not only for them as players, but as people. And his work that he does within the club is outstanding.
Yeah, look, it's really special. And I think in an upcoming episode of The Crows Show, we've actually got a little bit of story on Andrew and the family that he had, the extended family he has at our footy club, including some vision of the boys all playing basketball. I think I've got a regular pickup game at his house on a weekly basis. And even today, he grabbed me out of the office today and he said, "Fakes, can you come and join me? I've got the boys." And he had Cam and Anthony Wilson and Charlie Cameron with him, and we went out and he just wanted an informal flag-raising ceremony, and we went out to the balcony off the back of the boardroom at the footy club, and it was actually quite special to share that experience with him. And he spoke to the boys about how important that is, and then they raised the flags, both the Aboriginal flag and the Torres Strait Islander flag. So, look, he's a special man, and those guys really appreciate the mentorship and leadership that he provides.
Saw that tweet went out on the other football club and your Twitter account as well, so fantastic there. Hey, what about this Saturday night? You've got a great time slot. Of course, you're playing the top side. Ticket sales, how are they going?
Yeah, look, they've been going really well. I think the latest report I had from a few hours ago, we're just down to single tickets. Really, the best way to get a ticket now is to pick up a three-game membership with a footy club. So contact the club, 8440-6666, or on the website, or see if you can visit the one of the ticket outlets on game day to buy a membership. Otherwise, it's jump into the Chairman's Lounge for those businesses around who might want to see the game, into our Chairman's Lounge, Chairman's Function facility. And Andrew McLeod's actually speaking that along with Eddie Hocking as well.
Hey, what's tonight all about? We've got the Balfour's Great Footy Pie Night. Explain what's going on tonight, opportunity for the players to meet some youngsters.
Well, the best thing about this is this was originally a closed session, I think, and Walshy's opened it up.
Yep.
So for 1,000 kids and parents to take a look, so I'm not sure if we can see. Ross Lyon's got a kid down there somewhere, does he?
Haven't seen too many Fremantle Guernseys here.
Well, wasn't that the sneeze that was in at Port Adelaide all the time, a Fremantle dude? I bet you he's here.
He might be here somewhere. So, so this is great. So, look, 1,000 kids who enrolled in AusKick, in the AusKick program, have had the opportunity to come out here. And, look, we obviously traditionally have held this out at the footy club. This is the first time it's been held here at Adelaide Oval, which is a treat. And, obviously, to see the guys train out here as well, it's fantastic. So, they'll finish the session. They'll be able to grab the guys for an autograph and the like, and I'm sure Balfour's will be feeding them some great product.
Mm. It's great that we get our CEO on of AFL clubs. I know you guys meet quite regularly. You had a meeting with all 18 CEOs together. What's the biggest thing or the biggest issue facing your club right now?
Man, we're in reasonable shape, to tell you the truth. So we're in good shape financially. We're having a solid year right across our revenue streams, which is important. Enables us to invest back into the footy program, which we've done. It enables us to invest back into our community programs. And I was really proud this week to launch Growing with Gratitude, which is our new flagship schools program, and obviously back into our membership base as well. So that's going okay. So as a club, I think we're pretty solid. We're just on that journey, mate. I've spoken previously about wanting to move from a good club to a great club. We've got to make finals and win flags to do that, and we've got to be more deeply engaged in the community. We're working really hard there. So for us, it's really about participating in the industry issues, which, you know, I had a CEO's meeting last week, and there were plenty of those, whether it was, the illicit drugs policy or talking about potential new fixture lists or the like, or just the financial viability of the of clubs across the competition. They're all on the agenda. It's never a dull moment.
And engaging the community, I think, has been a good thing. My gut feel is that the club in previous years hasn't really done that, the presence at schools, and it was good to see that announcement yesterday. Could you just elaborate a little bit more about it, the school program that you've launched?
Yeah, so look, it's a really good program. It's called Growing with Gratitude, and we've got 150 schools that have already registered to participate in it this year. And look, it's underpinned by really providing school children with some of the techniques to help them appreciate what they have. And it's underpinned by the 5 habits of happiness. Obviously, a lot of research that says that the more positive outlook you have about life, the happier that you'll be. And so it says 5 habits of happiness. And so it's a positive psych wellbeing program, but it's got in classroom activity as well as some practical activity out and playing a bit of footy. So look, we've piloted it with a couple of schools, and It's been really well received, and look, we think it's going to, you know, it'll grow and grow over the coming years, and there'll be tens of thousands of kids who will participate in this program.
You mentioned the fixture. One of the big discussion points was the 17-5. Do you have a view on that?
Look, I think it was a tough one for people to digest for a couple of reasons. One is I think that this year the fixture's actually working okay. So I think in a you often look for big moments of change when something's broken, and at the moment it's actually working okay.
Agree.
The other one is, look, it's a significant change. It does fundamentally change the outlook of a season. The positives are that you've got an initial 17 weeks where you're playing everyone once. But it does, you know, you do end up with a truncated regular season, then you've got a playoff, you know, series, then you've got a final series that follows it. So I think, but it's got hurdles in it. It's got, you know, I wasn't particularly happy if we were to lose a showdown. I think the people of Adelaide and of South Australia, you know, we want two showdowns. I wasn't happy with that. And I didn't see that it was going to provide, you know, significant, you know, other advantage to us and our fans. You know, I think it's appropriate that it remains on the agenda. I think we've got to continue to discuss new alternative fixtures, and when there's a broadcasting deal that's going to be on the table soon, I imagine it will become an increasingly important part of part of that negotiation.
Do you think this year, I think it's been highlighted, the fact that Carlton have had 6 Friday night games, Richmond have had a heap of Friday night games, do you think that it will become a floating fixture at any stage? I know it happens in America with the NFL.
Look, I hope it doesn't. You know, I just think that it's in our increasingly busy lives. I like the idea of giving, you know, our supporters some certainty around, you know, being able to attach themselves through a membership to the footy club and knowing that, you know, they can lock that in and not miss out on it. And obviously we're doing things as well, like starting to promote a ticket resale program so that in addition to that, you know, in the event that you can't use your ticket, you might be able to put it back on the market to get some money back for it. So,
how far away is that?
Look, we'll actually trial it this weekend. So we're starting to run it out, and then as long as it continues to work well, we'll roll it out for the rest of the season. So we want to put in place those sorts of measures to encourage people to make that long-term commitment to the footy club. So I'm not a massive fan of the floating fixture, although I certainly see some advantage with it maybe near the end of the season. But even then, it's such a disruption to the, you know, to the 18 clubs and what we're trying to do. At the moment, I think the negatives outweigh the positives.
Crows CEO Andrew Fagan, I guess we're live at Adelaide Oval for the Balfour's Great Footy Pie Night. I've got a list in front of me here, Andrew. It's the Crows, uncontracted Crows players. If I give you a highlighter pen, can you give us a... I'm being cheeky. But Taylor Walker's the only player signed so far this year. So I know you're not going to give running commentary. I'm not going to ask specifics. But there's 22 uncontracted Crows players. When are we going to see some action?
How many were there last year off?
Well, Bix, you know that. You're the one that handed me the list.
Off the top of my head.
It's probably a similar number. The point being that you know, there's always that sort of number there. And, mate, you're right. We're not going to make or provide an ongoing commentary. And I know I'm getting bored. I have to come up with some new words because I've provided that one a bit too often because I keep getting asked. But you know that it's just not appropriate for us to talk about it. It's not in the interest of the player. It's not in the interest of the footy club. As much as I'd love to be able to give, you know, the detail and have our entire membership base sit in my office and be aware of it, and then I think that would give them, you know, a certain amount of security. But bottom line is, when we've got some news to announce, we'll announce it.
Be nice if there was an announcement tomorrow or the next day to take the heat off the Crows and Eddie.
Well, mate, I don't think there's any heat on Eddie or the Crows because there's no issue here, so... But our focus at the moment for the next few days is on playing the competition leaders on Saturday night and trying to put in a good performance.
Hey, Andrew, thanks so much for joining us, mate. Good luck with the game this weekend. You've got the big time slot Saturday night. The fans love Saturday night footy. Hopefully you get as many people as you can here. And, of course, AFL Indigenous round, I know you'll do that well.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate it.